Graham, signing Iran MO beneficial to U.S. opens Hormuz. Ends hostilities, could create pathway to regional peace. By Joshua Klein on June 17, 2026. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, on Wednesday endorsed the U.S.-Iran Memorandum of Understanding, arguing the agreement is beneficial because it would reopen the Strait of Hormuz and end hostilities with Iran while potentially creating conditions for broader regional peace and integration. The South Carolina senator, who has been among the Republican Party's most hawkish voices on Iran, said in a post on X that he had a very lengthy and productive discussion with Special Envoy Steve Witkoff regarding the state of negotiations. After this discussion, it is my opinion that signing the MO will be beneficial to the United States, inasmuch as the Strait of Hormuz will begin to open, and the hostilities with Iran will stop, Graham wrote. Whether or not the United States can reach an acceptable, verifiable deal with Iran regarding its nuclear program and other issues is yet to be determined, but I see a little downside to trying, he continued. The economic stability that comes from opening up the strait and the cessation of hostilities could create a pathway to peace well beyond the Iranian conflict. Graham also linked the agreement to President Donald Trump's broader regional ambitions, writing that the expansion of the Abraham Accords and normalizing relations between Saudi Arabia and Israel is President Trump's and my ultimate goal. I think that is best achieved by creating economic stability for the United States, the region and the world, as well as the cessation of hostilities. The signing of the MO is an essential step to make that happen and thus it is worthwhile. Vice President J.D. Vance quickly welcomed Graham's support.
Thank you, Lindsey. The president's coalition is uniting behind his leadership and vision for a safer, more peaceful and prosperous world, Vance wrote.
Graham's endorsement came as Trump, speaking at the G7 summit in France on Wednesday, repeatedly warned that the United States would resume military action if Iran violated the memorandum. Pressed on how the agreement would permanently prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon, given that the MO states only that Iran reaffirms that it shall not procure or develop nuclear weapons, Trump responded, "When I say permanently, it should be permanently. But if it's not permanently, we will bomb them." Asked whether the agreement itself contains any enforceable mechanism, Trump replied, "There doesn't have to be. We're gonna bomb the hell out of them if they violate the agreement." The broader regional argument also tracked with remarks Trump made to Breitbart News during a bilateral meeting at the G7 summit a day earlier, when he predicted that additional Arab countries would join the Abraham Accords following the weakening of Iran and its proxies. "I think they're all going to come in now into the Abraham Accords. The only conflict was a place called Iran, and I understand that. It's a little bit tough when people were afraid of Iran. But I think they're going to all start coming in," Trump said. Calling Trump's comments among the most important remarks he heard from the president at the G7 summit, Graham said Tuesday, "I sincerely hope the upcoming negotiations to forever foreclose Iran's nuclear ambitions are a success. Due to President Trump's actions, it is clear to me Iran and its proxies are incredibly weakened and their ability to generate another October 7th doesn't exist. And there has been a major setback in their nuclear capability," Graham added. "The ultimate win for taking on Iran is to open up a pathway to peace through Abraham Accord expansion and build on regional integration," he continued. "If the conflict with Iran yields this outcome, it will be one of the most successful military operations in American history." The United States and Iran remotely signed the Memorandum of Understanding on Wednesday after Trump personally signed a copy of the agreement during a dinner at the Palace of Versailles in France, according to reports. The agreement is now in effect and is expected to trigger negotiations aimed at reaching a broader final accord over Iran's nuclear program and other outstanding issues. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.